Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle in a row? He's a blazing away. Stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Baby, he's a screaming the truth. America is killing its youth. He's screaming away. America is killing its youth. America's killing its youth. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
I want to remind you, you are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. from their Terminal album. That is actually Jackson. Is it Jackson? Yeah, Jackson, Mississippi's own The Windbreakers from 1985 from their Terminal album. I said that earlier. They're doing the television cover, the Tom Verlaine Pen to Glory. Wrapping up that set of music for you. Before that, I know you're like, the excitement just didn't end there. What was before that? How about some Luna? Luna from Penthouse. A request for 23 minutes in Brussels. Now, the person giving the request said, hey, Tom Verlaine plays on that album. And I've owned this album. Let's see. When did it come out? A long time ago. Let's just say that. And I've owned it since it came out. And I didn't realize actually Tom Verlaine played on that. But he does play on the album. And I played 23 Minutes in Brussels, which is a song that was inspired by, if you did not know this, a set that the band Suicide did in Brussels where they literally played for 23 minutes and then they were done. So they played 23 minutes in Brussels. So I played some Suicide before that from their self-titled debut. I want to say 1977 is when that one came out. And I'm pretty sure I'm correct on that. Ghost Rider from Suicide. Eugenius. Title track from the Uma Llama album. What song? Well, it's Uma Llama. It's the title track. I don't know if you heard me say that. The title track from it's Uma Llama. Eugene Kelly from the Vaselines gave us Uma Llama. And then started the entire set with some Kinks. Went back to the Muswell Hillbillies album with the title track. Because Dave Davies celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave. Or I'm sorry, I should say it, I should enunciate it correctly. Apparently, Dave Davies, you know, Ray Davies, Dave Davies, we've talked about this for years. It sounds like Davis. I heard an interview with him, and I'm like, the interviewer is saying his name wrong, but someone's like, no, he pronounces it Dave Davis. Kind of like Maurice Gibb. Someone's, you know, it's an enunciation thing. Just because I want to Americanize everything. Yeah, I put an A in there. If I want to Americanize, there, I took out the A. That's what I can do. Oh, you know what? I was talking about shows. I meant to mention this earlier. And I'll be honest, I haven't looked at the new schedule. There is a new schedule out, but hopefully at 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening, you can pull up a chair and enjoy breakfast for dinner because DJ Chris Wired will serve a feast, a brunch dinner feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies with jangle pop, power pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. It's called Breakfast for Dinner. It's right here on 88.3 FM each and every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I think if he were alive today, I'm talking about Norman Rockwell. I think it might be his birthday. It might be. I don't remember, but there's a reason I wanted to play a song with his name in it for my show. Went back to E's first debut album.
Hello, cruel world. So this is you. A broken heart, but with a view. I'm looking out to face another day. The angry mob, the happy mass, this birthday cake may be the last. I'm looking out to find another way. Norman Rockwell fell asleep. All my favorite things have changed. But what the hell, hello cruel world. Thought I heard an opera star who had no home under the stars. She sang and sang and sang the night away. And Mother Nature changed her name. She doesn't want to play the game. I don't believe she'll ever be the same. So big brother never came. Howdy doody gets the blame. But what the hell, hello cruel.
I never finished the book.
Thank you. said her mother act like the first lady. She said her mother act like the first lady. She'd been having those problems lately. She said she's going to the clinic. Brother, wish he was Negro. She said, "Oh, brother, wish he was Negro." Went to school in Africa, American studies. Once he had his picture taken with Adam Clayton. Said her father looked like Woodrow Wilson. She said her father looked like Woodrow Wilson. Saw him once and thought he looked just a little bit like Truman. I know for a fact he has an Eisenhower ashtray.
I can't belong to any future. The past's a never-ending overture. Until it's only now. No matter how I put my foot down.
finches and sparrows build nests in my chimney. What remains of the small flightless birds that you failed to protect? But the yoke isn't easy, in fact it's a drag. As the blown to cornfields and mountains of rags, all over the suburbs across the great lawns, and the crop dust and gardens all over this town. But nobody cares when it gets in their head. It gets in their lungs as it floats through the air. It gets in the food that they buy and prepare. But nobody cares when it gets in their choice of work. And you tell me that I'm too monstrous. I just thought I was a kind of bird. I swear I just stood there and I said a word.
Andrew Bird wrapping up that set of music. That's some Andrew Bird with Sparrows. Not the bird, it's Sparrows. Where he actually, within the lyrics, just so you know this, the inspiration for me to play Andrew Bird outside of great artist, good song. In the lyrics, he talks about a spork. And the dude who invented the spork, and right now I can't think of his name, it'll come to me at some point. He patented the spork. Samuel W. Francis. There it is. He patented the spork on this day in 1874. So I'm like, I got to play a spork song or two, right? Michael Penn before that from the MP4 album with a Foot Down. What else did I play? Oh, Vic Chestnut. How about some Vic Chestnut? From the Salesman and Bernadette album with Woodrow Wilson. Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3 gave us New York Doll. I had to play that one. I had to play that one in celebration of the life of Arthur Kane, bass player for the New York Dolls. And which the song's about. He is the New York Doll. If you didn't listen to the lyrics, go back. Just rewind the show. I know you record it. I know you've hit play, record, and pause, and you unpaused it for the show. So later on, you can rewind and listen to what I'm talking about. Oh, E E. Mark Oliver Everett goes by E. He's in a band called Eels from his A Man Called E album I gave us and you. I gave all of us. Hello, Crew World. Because as I mentioned going into it, that Norman Rockwell, I think he was born on this day in 1894. I think that's the reason. I don't remember a lot of things. I do remember that we have a couple things. One, if you're listening to an encore show, it might be ending in under 30 minutes, just so you know. So brace yourself, prep yourself, be warned. If you're listening to my show and it's Friday, February 3rd, 2023, then we've still got like an hour and a half, 2 hours, three. We've got time. We're just going. We're making it happen. That's what happens. Also, speaking of those encore shows, I'm going to tell you, normally, now we're into, for this show, we are into the winter, spring season of 2023, and I looked at the schedule, and normally the Monster had his encore show on Tuesday afternoons. That's not happening anymore. And it's a good thing because there's a new live show in that time slot. So you don't need to rehash old shows, which is the Mockster show. We need to put some fresh original content in there. So I'm happy that's happening. And so the encore show just is going to be random. Just some other time, every once in a while, you might hear my voice and be like, oh, it's one of his encore shows. But it won't be Tuesday afternoon. For now. Don't know what that noise was. I know what this noise is, though. It's some big audio dynamite. If you've got a request, call me up, 412-268-WRCT. Email me, WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Again, 412-268-9728. If it's Friday, February 3rd, call me. Let me know what you want to hear. Until then, you're going to hear the bottom line from Big Audio Dynamite. My name is Paul. I'm the Monster. Thank you so much for listening to this program. The good, the bad, the ugly. We play it all. This is one of them. You decide. Which is it?
Horses are on the track.
Horses are on the track.
Yeah. you say.
The girl with the mousy hair,
But her mother is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen, but the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the love man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know he's in the best-selling show. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice and their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times before. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the rock. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Is there life on Mars?
Saturday night, late night. Tonight is your future. Sunday's a beat away. Hold it all up to the light in accelerated time. Saturday night, late night.
Living in the afterlife. but you can't be sure, but you can't be sure. So you take a dip in the deep instead, taking it around like that, waiting for you to say when, living every after. I don't even want to try, it's got me down, and I'm thinking I might not come round. Got to take a day to think it through, but you need a night to make up my mind.
Panda Bear and Sonic Boom from the Reset album. Sometimes you gotta reset this radio program. Living in the After from Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. Before that, the Babe Rainbow, some brand new music from them. New album's called The Organic Band. All the Power is what you heard me play. Speaking of new music, how about Jonathan Persone from his new self-titled album, which I think has French in it. So I'm just gonna say how I'm gonna read it, how I read the title, Rock and Roll Sur ton chemin. I'll pretend it's French. I pretend I'm French sometimes. I go out and someone's like, are you the master? I'm like, oui? And then they talk to me and I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. Hey, before that, Jonathan Persone, how about Requested Barbara Streisand? Yeah. Sorry, you got to clean off your windshield because you just did a spit take. But Barbara Streisand from her Butterfly album doing Life on Mars had a caller call in and said, Moxster, I know this exists. I've never heard it. Could you make it happen? I made it happen. And deep down in the tingly areas, it felt really good. I enjoyed that. Thank you for that request. Sonic Youth, speaking of great songs, Sonic Youth from Goo. And Cool Things started off that entire set. I do want to remind you that as a parent, which is you, not me, and if it's not you, well, just do something else for the next 25 to 30 seconds. I got to remind, as a parent, sometimes you have to let your kids have their way. Sometimes. But car safety is never up for negotiation. So make sure your kids are buckled up correctly the entire ride. Every single ride. Not just like to grandma's house. All the rides. Visit Safer Car, Safer Car, not just Safe Car, safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information. That's safercar.gov, kids buckle up. This message brought to you by the National Highway National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and WRCT. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Now, if you're listening to an encore presentation sometime randomly on the radio here on WRCT, this version of my encore show is coming to an end. Now, if you're listening live on Friday, February 3rd, I'm going to just let you know a little secret. You've got 2 more hours of this radio show. So people listening to the encore show is like, but what am I going to miss? Yeah, FOMO. It's all you. Anyway. Tom Verlaine's been my background music. We lost Tom this week. This has been an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain. and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva Lamach radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the host of this program, which you can hear live each and every Friday evening right here on WRCT from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. But for the next 2 hours, you're going to hear the first half of the program that aired originally on March 17th, 2023.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
The footprints across the sand.